So let me ask you, have you ever done business with a Chinese supplier? And if so, was he a trading company or a direct factory? Hi, and welcome to our new video, Why You Should Always Do Business with a Direct Factory. I want to thank you for watching, and I hope you learn valuable tips for your business in this video. For those who don't know me, I'm the founder and CEO of Amazing Quality Control Limited, expert of quality inspections and supplier management services in China and Asia. We currently help 300 plus US and European businesses to save business in China. So what are you going to learn today? Well, today you're going to learn a very valuable secret about the four major reasons you should always do business with a direct factory and not with a trading company. So here, don't get me wrong, you have also very good trading companies, right? But the reality is you also have a lot of bad trading companies, companies that won't provide any value to your company. So let's go with reason number one. So you are going to get a better deal by working directly with the factory. And I mean, this is pretty simple, pretty basic, pretty easy to understand, right? The trading company is a middleman, so they're gonna take their share in the middle. And obviously, if you take out the trading company, then you're gonna get a price without this middleman margin. And obviously, everybody wants a good deal, right? So that's a great thing. The reason number two is you're gonna gain control on the production. And that's very important, you know. You are in contact with a person that is top management of the factory, or that is the boss of the factory even, or at least somebody that is working in that factory day in and day out. And so for any possible matter, small or big, you know, it will be handled much faster than if you work with a trading company. Never forget that relationship in China is everything. You know, what we call here in China, guanxi, which means relationship. And obviously, the production people will do things much faster if this is asked by a colleague. You know, if this is a trading company, somebody they don't know, it's gonna be much slower. So reason number three now, also a bit like reason number two, you can get much faster, accurate info about what is going on at the factory. A trading company is for sure located outside of the factory. So if you ask them what's going on at the factory, well, you know, what are they gonna do? They're gonna call their contact person at the factory, and then they're gonna ask, well, how is it going today? You know, and well, you'll get whatever answer they will get from that person at the factory, with maybe not even the person that is going to handle the task. So, you know, once again, if you work with the factory, you're gonna be talking to somebody that can go direct to the production line, check, and give you back an answer. So, you know, that's very good and that's very important. And so then we go to reason number four. Reason number four, which is, in my opinion, maybe the most important. That's a bit of a sum up of reason number two and three. And the thing is, most of the time, the trading company is just like a sales office. You know, it's just like a sales office. You place an order to them, they take the order, they place it to the factory. Done. And, you know, most of the time, trading companies have little to none order follow-up and quality control systems to manage your orders. They really manage your orders by phone. So, well, you do the same from the US or from Europe. So why bother using a middleman with no value for your business? So remember that in China, you know, saving cost is everything. And so, you know, going to the factory for a trading company, it's going to be a cost that they're going to try to avoid. And when you know that, you know, trading companies are at least, I would say, 30 minutes, an hour from the factory, and it can get to hundreds of miles distance from the factory, well, they're not going to bother, you know, make the trip and check your goods. So for you placing an order to a trading company, you know, you won't get much control. So my advice is possibly spend a little bit more time looking for a factory that is able to communicate in English and place directly the order to them. In China, it can be a little bit tricky because almost no trading companies here is going to tell you, well, I'm a trading company. You know, they're going to tell you, well, you know, we have the office and we have a partnership with this factory, or we have shares in that factory. And 99% of the time, it's not true. But you can definitely either go to factories if you have the opportunity to come to China for a business trip, or you can ask third party audit companies like ours, actually, you know, and find out whether they are a direct factory or a trading company. So today there's a simple tip I'd like you to perform. Obviously, if you want to. This is, you know, it's not going to cost you a trip to China. Just look at the signature in the emails you receive from your supplier and look at the address and check if there's any reference to an industrial zone, for example. Or if, you know, it's written basically office or office building. And you can do the same by going to your supplier's website also and check the address. And if there's nothing that states industrial zone, well, basically, you know, you might be working with a trading company. The other thing you can do also is, you know, look at the website also of your supplier and check the products they propose, the product they offer. If they only work on a very specific product, then it can be a factory. But if you see a lot of different products from different materials, products that have nothing to do with each other, well, basically it's a trading company, because no factory is going to, you know, do, I don't know, ceramic mugs, for example, and then plastic pens. You know, it doesn't work this way. So I hope today's video is useful for you. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer you. So you can connect via LinkedIn or via emails. And our time's up for today. Thank you for watching, and I see you in the next video.